We go now to eastern Ukraine, where pro-Russian demonstrations in three cities have led to a standoff with the Ukrainian government. Activists took over government buildings on Sunday. They're demanding a vote on independence before they'll agree to leave. The situation is especially dangerous in the city of Luhansk. There, protesters took over a security services building that's full of weapons. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The drive to Luhansk takes you past fields of corn and sunflowers that are just beginning to sprout. You pass the town of Yanukovo, where ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych was born. Eventually, the fields give way to factories, and about 15 miles from Ukraine's border with Russia, you hit the industrial city of Luhansk.
Police have blocked off the center of town. The last few blocks to the occupied security services building are a journey by foot. Past graffiti that says Luhansk is a Russian city, to the heart of the protest, a building surrounded by barricades, flying Russian flags, with men holding automatic weapons patrolling the roof. A group of women in headscarves stand with a prayer book in front of a makeshift altar. A small table holds images of the crucifixion and of Mary holding the baby Jesus. Raisa, who won't give her last name, says they are here all day, every day, praying.
We're praying that we will join Russia, not the European Union or the United States. We want to be with Russia. We'll stay here until the end. We have nothing to lose.
She says these little old ladies have been asking the people occupying the building to share their weapons. Even though she's 67, she says she won shooting competitions in school and is not afraid to fight. A man in fatigues tells us one of his jobs is to make sure the weapons stay inside the building and don't fall into the hands of criminals. Or babushkas.
There are a lot of weapons in there. You can arm an entire division of an army. There are grenades, automatic weapons, gas masks, machine guns.
The central Ukrainian government confirms that the building is full of weapons. The man speaking is Boris Doronin. He used to be a sergeant in the Soviet military. He shows us his ID card to prove it. His belt buckle has a hammer and sickle, and he tells us he has a message for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He said, if there is bloodshed and Russian people die, then he will help. But do all of us really have to die here so he'll help us?
We ask Doronin whether it's possible to interview some of his movement's leaders inside the building. He says it's a bad time because the chiefs are right now negotiating with local government officials. He says on Sunday the government gave protesters a deadline.
An ultimatum of 48 hours. After that, they said, they'd storm the building. But those 48 hours are gone now, and government officials in Kiev haven't stormed the building. They're waiting for something.
For people in Luhansk who are not part of the protest, this is a scary time. Yaroslav Ronin is an English teacher who says he's not even sure whether or not he agrees with the demonstrators.
It's difficult for us right now because we need some help, either from Russia, either from European Union. But there are things that I don't like, both from Russian side and from European Union, you see.
He doesn't like the totalitarian style of Russian society. On the other hand, he doesn't want Ukraine to be just another third-tier European country. He wishes Ukraine could just be totally independent on its own. But in this world, he says, you need to have strong friends on one side or the other. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Luhansk.